If you had wandered into London exactly 40 years ago, you would have found the hippie scene in full swing. The Beatles were almost kaput, but the Stones were rising higher than ever, and other radical sounds were taking root. Soaking all that up in London were two legendary Brazilians, strumming their guitars and writing songs as if they were still back in Rio. The World's Marco Werman has today's global hit.
In 1969, musicians Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil were arrested by the Brazilian government without charge. They were told to leave the country, and they went to London. As exiles, you'd think they'd be melancholy and writing songs about home. They were, but in this Gilberto Gil track, Nega, written in London, it sounds like he was also having fun.
Nega, you spent so blissfully the last few days with me. Nega, I spent so nicely too the last few days with you.
It's not surprising that Veloso and Gil went to the British capital. The two tropicalistas had already succumbed to the Beatles bug in Brazil, and by 1970 they were fully ensconced in the London scene. They both continued writing songs and each recorded there. But let's focus on Gilberto Gil here, who was especially eager to cover rock standards.
I just want to talk to you. I don't want you to do no harm. I just want to know about your different lives in these here people far.
This is Gilberto Gil's version of Up From the Skies by Jimi Hendrix.
I heard some of you got your families living in cages, tall and cold. And some just to stay there and dust away past the age of old.
As a Jimi Hendrix and Beatles fan, Gilberto Gil couldn't have landed in London at a worse time. Hendrix died September 18, 1970, 40 years ago this Saturday. And August 1969 was the last time the Beatles were together in a recording studio. When Gilberto Gil recorded his first London album, though, he couldn't resist covering this tune.
It was 20 years ago today, Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
It's a completely different animal in Gil's hands. He may have indulged his love for rock in London, but another track on Gilberto Gil's first London record shows how much he missed Brazil. Can't Find My Way Home by Steve Winwood takes on a whole new meaning when it's about real political exile.
Come down off your throne and leave your bad alone. Somebody must change.
Gil would go back home to Rio in 1972 and begin a new musical chapter. But the 2 years he spent in London would influence him forever.
Somebody holds the key.
For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
Well, I'm near the end and I just ain't got the time. Well, I'm wasted and I can't find my way.
Hope you find your way home. GPS helps, sometimes. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're online at theworld.org and back here on the radio tomorrow.